Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we're actually coming at you live from San Francisco Airport. We are doing a lot of wonderful food-related things out here, but we also decided why not do our segments here as well. Special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, C. Nagatani Farms. Thank you, Allison, to you and your amazing family for your sponsorship for the home show last year. It was a huge success, and it was absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much. So I know Valentine's Day is coming up and everybody's wondering, so am I going to get chocolates? Am I going to get flowers or roses? But I got good news for everybody. Get the roses because I'm going to show you how easy it is to do the chocolates. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do is I need 2 cups of pistachios. And I want to just get the pistachios. I want to oil them lightly. And I want to season them with a little bit of salt. No pepper, just salt. We're going to put those in the oven at 375 degrees for about 15 minutes. And this is going to get a nice toast on our pistachios. Now, after the 15 minutes, let them come to room temperature, which takes about 20 minutes, letting them cool naturally. Once they cool down, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start melting some chocolate to make some clusters. Now, very, very simple. What we're going to do is we're going to actually take our pistachios, we're going to put them in a separate bowl. And we always want to make sure the bowls are not cold, because if the bowls are cold, the chocolate will seize up immediately and it'll harden up. So we don't want that to happen. So what I like to do is when I'm melting chocolate, I actually want to do what's called a double boiler method, which means I will get a small sauce pot and fill that up with water halfway and put it on a nice low to medium low heat. We don't want to do a whisper of a flame. If you got the time, then it's not a problem at all. But if you do a whisper of a flame, that works really, really well. So we really want to make sure that whenever we're doing this and this recipe to come out really great is we let the steam from the water actually melt the chocolate. We don't directly melt the chocolate. So while the steam is melting our chocolate, because we're actually putting the chocolate in a bowl above the pot, we're just using the excess heat. While that's melting down, I'm going to add a tablespoon of Arbasana olive oil to that. And with the chocolate, I'm going to add about a cup and a half of chocolate. Not that much chocolate for 2 cups of nuts. It really goes a long way. So the way we do this is carefully, we're going to temper the chocolate, which means that when we're doing with milk chocolate, I want the temperature of that chocolate to be 172 degrees Fahrenheit. So while that chocolate's nice and tempered up, and it doesn't take that much time to temper it up, we just got to get it to that temperature. We'll add our nuts in there, and using a small scooper, we'll just put some on our hand. We'll grab the scoop and we'll scoop it right off our hand onto a sheet tray, put that in the refrigerator for 5 minutes, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.